It's your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. As many of you know, my buddy Nick is a media mogul, producing podcasts, radio shows, and the community paper. Today he shares some of the surprising and creative ways he and his news partner engage the community. Then listen in as my wife Patty and I offer him unsolicited branding advice to take his newspaper to the next level. We think it's a newsworthy dose.
Do you think like we're warmed up enough for me to start recording now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
It's good. A good dose. Good things happening. Hey, what's okay? So you did the Taste of Thornton Park.
Did Taste of College Park as a judge, and right. Then we decided, Debbie and I, my partner on the paper, have decided that we need to do more events. We need to drum up more business for advertisers. We're going to try to go to more of a subscription system next year,
wow.
Do less of the just mailing and blasting it out and get more people to subscribe. So we have this strategy to do more events. And, you know, we got into do Taste of Thornton Park because we know a lot of the organizations that are out there. And we went out and I got to say, like, this Debbie is like the perfect professional partner for me as far as these kinds of things go, especially because I do events, like I'll set up booths at markets and stuff like that, and I've done events for different organizations, and I'll just roll in and throw it all up, and you know, I won't think about it too much beforehand. And Debbie, we had to come up with a drink for this because we couldn't just be tabling there. We had to have something to give to people. Mm-hmm. The easiest thing to do is alcohol. And the most,
really?
The most popular thing to do as opposed to food,
right.
Right. Like, okay. Us cooking something and then trying to give it out.
Got it.
Was not a good idea, but I ended up being a little bit late and I arranged for somebody to help, but Debbie set it up and the thing looked amazing. The whole thing was well thought out. The design, everything looked good. I was like, I want to walk up to this. And then she took it on herself to also find the drink because I was like, cranberry and vodka, let's just, you know, something easy. And she found a apple pie mimosa.
Oh my goodness.
Ooh.
And it's just champagne and either apple juice or apple cider. And then she got whipped cream and cinnamon.
Huh.
And we ended up, I didn't even know there was a category for this. We ended up coming in second place for the sweet drinks.
I love it.
Yeah.
Wow.
What came in first?
It was a tiramisu drink.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
That was super sweet. Ours was much more refreshing, and I feel like it's not really a competition.
You can overdo the sweet. But, you really
right?
can.
And they were serving like really big. It was like, yeah, that's too much.
They were buying
good for
the
you,
votes.
Though. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's a nice unexpected accolade. Yeah.
And it was just so great overall. Like, we talked to a lot of people as well, and everybody loves the paper. And it was so funny because we have. I feel like the community paper is a little bit, it used to be the College Park community paper.
Yeah.
So everybody just knew it as the College Park paper. And then about 2018, Debbie consolidated it to just one paper for downtown and College Park. And it was just the community paper. So we would tell people, oh yeah, we're from the community paper. And they're like, I don't know. Do you get it? I don't know what that is. And then we point to it. It's on the table. And they're like, oh yeah, I just got it. I just got it in the mail. So they know it, but they don't necessarily know the name of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, so when you say the community paper, that almost sounds like a generic.
Right,
what's our community paper here?
Yeah,
Winter
yeah,
Springs,
yeah, yeah.
The Crier or whatever.
Yeah.
So is she thinking of renaming it when she's
I don't know. Reading? I don't know. Maybe. It's a good no. name. It's just,
how about
I think
your
it's more
community
like.
Paper?
That's the website, yourcommunitypaper.com.
I'm
so
sorry,
I think it's more of a brand recognition on our side rather than it is like, it's obviously called that on
yeah.
the paper itself. We just need to get in front of more people and talk about ourselves more.
I think it has thought leadership when you say the community paper.
Yeah.
Like it's the one. Like there's one community paper and this is it. And that's
so
why
we should be called the only community paper.
Yeah, let's not add words. And that's really from a branding perspective. We're just
never
you know,
add. Just take away
as best you can. We
okay,
went
so
from
the paper.
Yeah, the paper would be. Guess what? That would be.
But why not your? Why don't you like the possessive?
Because it sounds gimmicky. It sounds kitschy. Your, your daily dose. You know?
Yeah, that's a good point. And people don't know how to spell your, so that's also a problem.
Goodness, that is one of the things that
you
actually
are paper. You are paper. It's like an I am Spartacus kind of thing.
Oh my goodness. Oh.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. I am paper. You are paper. yourcommunitypaper.com. That's not a great tagline, but we'll work on it. And I would really love it if you did go to the website and let me know what you think. And potentially subscribe. That would be wonderful as well, because you'd be underwriting local, really local journalism in Orlando. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.